With us this morning is Senator Ron Johnson, from the senior senator from Wisconsin, from Middle America. And so many things are happening. Where do we begin? First of all, Mayorkas, the Secretary of Mayorkas, and the borders. Is anything improving at all, Senator Johnson?
No, the border is a clear and present danger. It's a catastrophe. But it's important to point out, John, it's a catastrophe because President Biden and his Democrat colleagues in Congress want an open border. I don't think the mainstream media is really picking up on that, as they should. They caused this problem. I keep pointing out the fact that President Trump, even with reduced authority because of a number of court decisions, the Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that current law exudes deference to the president in terms of securing the border. So even with reduced authority because of court orders, President Trump was able to secure the border. President Biden used that exact same authority to open it up. And of course, he directed Secretary Mayorkas to really violate his oath of office, not faithfully execute the laws, and they opened up the border. And as a result, we have more than 6 million people have fled in this country. We don't know who these people are. You know, 2 million gotaways. We certainly don't know who those folks are. Venezuela is opening up its jails, opening up its mental institutions. That's some of the people coming into this country. Incredibly dangerous, and that's why the House impeached just like Kay Mayorkas, to highlight this to the American public. But now Senator Schumer wants to just snuff this whole issue out by tabling the Senate's constitutional responsibility to hold a trial on the impeachment.
Well, what's your opinion? Your opinion is it going to go forward or is he going to shove it?
Well, a number of us spoke to Speaker Johnson and convinced him not to deliver the articles of impeachment today at 5, which would have set up a process Thursday at 1. When senators are generally getting ready to go back to their districts or their states. And so he delayed it to next week. So we'll have some time to make points of order and that type of thing. But it sounds like Democrats are pretty dedicated to just holding a vote to table the impeachment and move on, because they don't want the American public to understand the catastrophe that is Biden and their open border policy.
Senator, the other thing that concerns me is President Biden is going around giving tens of thousands of students discounts on their student loans, which, you know, maybe there's some good in that. Maybe there's some bad in that. But the Supreme Court said you can't do it. I mean, I just don't understand. And President Johnson, President Biden has said in person, he says, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. Where is the rule of law?
Yeah, well, John, this is a lawless administration. And, President Biden is kind of picking up where President Obama left off. You know, for example, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, DACA, that was a lawless action by President Obama. This president's worse. You're right. Supreme Court ruled, for example, that you couldn't, that the eviction moratorium was unconstitutional. He just went ahead and extended it anyway. They ruled that he doesn't have the authority to literally spend hundreds of billions of dollars by forgiving these loans to a small percentage of the American public. He doesn't have the constitutional authority. Even Nancy Pelosi, as speaker, said he didn't have the constitutional authority. So he's doing it anyway. So a completely lawless administration. It's good if you're one of the small percentage of Americans that are having that debt forgiven. But if you're, like the majority of Americans didn't go to college, or you paid off your student loans, or you didn't take them out, that debt burden is now being put on the back of your children, their grandchildren, your grandchildren. It's grotesquely unfair. Again, not popular with the vast majority of Americans, but I suppose pretty popular with those people whose votes he's trying to buy by forgiving their student loans. I think it's pretty grotesque.
Well, Senator, I asked two people in my office, I said, how much money do you owe on your student loan? One said $10,000, one said $20,000. I said, I guess you're going to vote Democratic. And for them, they're going to vote Democratic.
So again, that's
one thing the Republicans
brazen
decide how to handle.
It's a brazen vote buying scheme. And that's what it is. And you know, Biden accuses Republicans of being a threat to democracy. I mean, you know, when you're buying votes with the public fisc, with money we don't have that further plunders and mortgages our future, I mean, to me, that's the threat to our democracy.
Let's go to the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Ukraine. Are we winning or losing?
Well, it sounds like Russia is making some slow gains. You know, my concern has been that Biden never provided the type of support and weaponry to really put the kind of pressure on Putin to get to the negotiating table. I don't know what happened in Istanbul shortly after the start of the war, where it sounded like they were moving toward a peace agreement, and the Biden administration had Boris Johnson airmail in there and kind of blow up those negotiations. So, yeah, my point in Ukraine is that Russia will not lose this war. They have four times the population. They're actually growing their military industrial base. They're getting stronger. I mean, oil prices are up. Sanctions haven't worked against Russia. So I don't know how anybody thinks that Russia is going to lose this war. As much as we all sympathize with the courageous people of Ukraine, at some point in time, you have to recognize that reality and stop fueling the flames of a bloody stalemate. But unfortunately, we don't have policymakers, certainly not in the Biden administration, that are willing to recognize reality and act accordingly.
Agreed. On Israel, President Biden has insisted that Israel tone down the war and have some time off. And this time off, what's happening is Iran is re-energizing the Hamas and re-energizing, sending more weapons into Gaza. I mean, what the heck is going on?
Well, basically, President Biden is abandoning and betraying Israel. You know, war is hell. That's why Hamas never should have broken the ceasefire with their horrific slaughter on October 7th. I don't know to what extent Israel has been hampered by President Biden and his administration's fecklessness, but, you know, war is hell. And the sooner you can get it over, the better. We had a conference call with the Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he talked about the great pains that Israel and their soldiers are going through. And by the way, at the sacrifices of Israeli soldier lives to not harm civilians. But it's the Palestinians, Hamas, that is hiding behind women and children. They are the ones that are putting civilians at risk. But again, you have to recognize that reality and also recognize reality that Israel, it's not tenable for them to continue to live with Hamas on their border. They've got to destroy Hamas. And the Biden administration should allow them to do it, try and get this war over as quickly as possible so that what you're saying is happening now didn't start happening. So again, you give your enemies time to regroup, time to rearm. It's just going to make the final result even bloodier.
It's really, you know, if the American people, I wish every one of them really realized what the heck is going on, because it's horrible. Anything else you want to tell the American people this Sunday morning?
Well, the reason the American people are not aware of the catastrophe on the border, Biden's betrayal of Israel, is because the mainstream media, by and large, is the communication wing of the Democrat Party, and they're not fully informing the American public. So it's up to people like you, conservative talk radio, a few conservative publications, to spread the word. And then it's up to Americans to get educated, understand the truth, and be evangelists of the truth. So, John, I just appreciate what you do day in and day out, trying to convey the truth, because that's the only thing that's going to save this country.
Well, thank you, Senator Johnson, for speaking out, and for Middle America. Middle America has common sense all the time, and thank you for speaking out, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Stay well.